Blog Talk Radio.
God's love will rain.
to welcome you in to another episode of the Greg Shell Show. I'm your boy. I'm your host. I'm your friend. I'm your colleague. I'm whatever you want to be, as long as it's positive, right here on the Greg Shell Show. We want to welcome you into the Wednesday edition, Hump Day. Hump Day for all our travelers that's riding on their morning commute, got their coffee, got their hot tea, maybe got their porridge, you know what I mean? I ain't talking about you no Three Bears neither. And we want to welcome you in. Happy, happy, happy Wednesday to all our listeners that's listening in near and far. I just encourage you this morning that whatever you're going through, even though you ain't going through something, you might gonna go through something a little later on in life, but just know that God got your back, your front, and your side, all that good stuff, exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. Y'all, we got an amazing show lined up for you this morning. I'm in beautiful Orlando, Florida, where the sun is shining. I got moss on the trees. You know, I got like a little island in the back of my house. With the palm trees and banana trees and all the trees. And I'm going to go out there and find me a hole dig and dig me some holes and put me a little golf and put me some putt-putt golf in the back or something like that. Make me feel good and ride on my little scooter thing that my dad-in-law left here. Yeah, I'm telling y'all, I'm excited. Excited. Got an amazing show. Let me go ahead and bring my co-host on the line. She's not just the co-host, but she's the engineer of this whole situation. Here she is, none other than DJ Prayer. What's happening, DJ Prayer? Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. What up?
Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing? Happy Wednesday.
Happy Wednesday. I'm good. How you doing?
I'm truly blessed and highly favored and flavored too. I'm flavored just like a Skittle. And this ain't no rainbow neither. Well, that rainbow significant. It don't mean what they say it means, but it means a covenant with Noah. You know what I mean? That he made a promise to Noah that he wasn't gonna let it rain on the earth like that no more and drown us out. How you doing? What's going on out there in Texas?
Morning.
Huh?
Our conversation this morning, brings me to a question for the pastor about them red and green lights for Christmas and the silver and gold on the trees for Christmas. I got a question for him, so whenever he come back on next Sunday, remind me to ask that question.
I'm going to definitely ask you to ask him about the decorating of the Christmas tree with the red and the silver and the whoop and the whoop. I definitely will do that because you are my big sister, and I can't wait to come out there, boy. I can't wait. I'm so tired of being a... Now, that's the wrong song. I want to say, love and happiness, something make me do wrong, make me do right. And what I want to do right is come out there and pick it up, pick it up, pick it up. Let's go all the way to Williamsburg, Virginia, and call on my brother, the CFO of the Greg Shell Enterprise, none other than brother Antonio Grace of Grace Save My Church. What happened, man? Happy Wednesday. Hump Day.
Cuckoo.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh.
happy Wednesday. Happy, happy, happy Wednesday. W to the D to the N to the S to the D-A-Y. Happy Wednesday. Bless, bless, bless.
Back
to you, sir.
Highway
big savings. What's going on, man? Happy Wednesday. What's the weather like out there in Virginia?
Man, I took a nap, right, and I laid down. You know, normally I can just lay down and fall right to sleep. I had to get me a blanket. I had to put me some socks on. I had to put me some long johns on, put me a long shirt. I'm like, what's going on, boy? Is it hot outside or is it cold outside? The heater ain't working. What's the deal? But I tell you what, I slept like a baby. Baby. I slept like a baby.
Well, let's go all the way to Houston, Texas to the 346. None other than our new co-host on the scene, but in the scene and through the scene, none other than MME. What's happening? Welcome to the Greg Shell Show. Happy Wednesday.
What's happening? Happy hump day, everybody. Yep, it's hump day. How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's just a good thing to hear good voices on a beautiful Wednesday.
Awesome. Thank you. I'm glad to be here. Glad to hear y'all voices, y'all spirits, y'all energy. I just love it. Love it.
There goes Cuckoo Bird. I know what that means. I'll tell y'all what it means a little later. But we got another call on the line. He was hanging out with us yesterday. Oh.
That was not the cuckoo bird. That was whoop whoop.
Oh, I thought y'all know. Let me break it down. When y'all hear something say cuckoo cuckoo, that means I need to hush and listen. So I want to be able to hear everybody because I be listening at some time and I don't be hearing it what someone's saying. So I want to make sure I'm mindful of hearing what the other individual is saying. So if I'm moving too fast, they told me I talk too fast because I'm from New Jersey. I told them they listen too slow. So with that being said, we're going to go ahead and bring another call on from the 346. He was in the house with us on yesterday. Lil Kano all the way out of New Orleans by way of Texas. Happy Wednesday, brother. Welcome to the show.
Happy Wednesday. Man, top of the morning. Early bird get the worm.
Oh, boy. How you doing, man? What's going on?
Oh, man. God is amazing, man. I'm up. I've been up since 6 this morning working.
Oh, wow. Well, I know you know how to cut some real fast. You know, I seen how them people be chopping that food up on that thing. Man, you were chopping so hard yesterday. Boy, I'm telling you, when I need to auction something off, I'm going to call you.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you know what?
Tell them you used to do voiceovers and stuff like that.
Yeah, I used to do a few voiceovers. I had a few voiceovers I did for different events. They had a couple of horse events out here in Houston. I did a couple of voiceovers. Yeah,
that
man, it was crazy. The horse auction was crazy.
Black cowgirl.
Say it again, DJ Prayer.
I said we need an auctioneer for the movie Black Cowgirl. He gonna be auctioning off women.
Oh, I'm ready.
You ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, we don't need no.
He'll be auctioning all women. Oh, boy.
Oh, thank you.
Ooh-wee. MME, every time I hear your name, I think about, you know, we got a wrestling team out here in Orlando, and he's going to be hanging out with us most sooner than later on the Greg Shell Show. Chase Arantz, all the way out of Orlando, Florida. The wrestling team, professional wrestling team, is called Team Vision Dojo. And boy, I'm telling you, they asked me about training. I said, ain't no way I'm getting in that ring. He throw me and busting me all up because that's real. I said, oh, no, I don't want none of that. Them people be getting up, but they can't hardly move.
Nah, fast.
You know, that's just like God, right? When you wrestle, you know, the winner has already been predetermined, but you got to make the match look good. So, when the devil be boxing and throwing you all around the ring, just know you're going to win, but you're going to be soaked.
Oh, yeah.
So, MME, what's going on? Tell the world a little bit about some of the upcoming projects. I want to go ahead and clap you up. Go ahead and clap up, DJ Prayer, because I heard you got a new opportunity. And I heard you a project manager. Boy, look at here. We got to clap that up
on
this.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. The birds be chirping. Yeah. Come on, birds. Yeah. I am so excited to be the new project manager. Yes, I am. Thank you, DJ Prayer. DJ Prayer done kept me in prayer, and we be in prayer, and we just be in prayer. That's all I like to say. So, you know, thank you.
Oh, and I got
so amazing.
Huh?
I got all the files now.
You got all the files? Let me hurry up and go
change my passport. I ain't never, you see, working with American Express has taught me it is a security breach if someone ever gets your password to your email. So, you know, I got to hurry up and do change the password now because it's a security breach.
Oh, So watch this. Congratulations again. I see
you
came on the show Sunday and the PROPAGT prophesied some things, and you said he was talking directly to you, and I just see the blessings already overshadowing and taking you.
You see, I have the gift of sight. You believe it now? You have to see it to believe it. That's why I love Lil Kano's new EP, Close Your Eyes, because he is sitting in a stance like yoga, like he's meditating. He's like giving it all to God, giving it all to the Almighty, and just shutting the whole world out and just saying, hey, it's only one person that I know I could truly talk to that's going to help me get through whatever I'm getting through, no matter what. I don't want to hear nothing else nobody else got to say. So, yeah. Just close
real
your
good.
Eyes.
So, Lil Kano, tell us the inspiration behind the new track that you have right now, and do we have it in our library so we can play it for the world this morning?
Yeah, she should have the Revelation record.
Okay, well, go ahead and tell the world. First of all, you guys, this again is Lil Kano. He's a major international recording artist. He's a movie producer. He's a behind-the-scenes music producer, so he does a little bit of everything. If you would, go ahead and tell us the inspiration behind your new upcoming track that we're going to be releasing to the world exclusively on the Greg Shell Show.
Yeah, the Close Your Eyes project, it has mostly talking about the time change and basically the times we live in of revelation and you know all the stuff that's been going on for as the transition of change in the world period all around the country. Somebody's going through something, like you was just saying earlier, if you ain't going through nothing, just hold tight, it's coming. You know, so I just try to put out a positive vibe and actually lead people to God, man, from experience, you know, because a lot of people, you can preach the word of God to some of them, they still don't get it. But when
correct.
You show a person something that you've been through, they'll have a better understanding of it, it'll tune their mind a little better. So I kind of give a lot of inspiration on this album and just talk about, you know, the favor from God. God, I got a song called No Favor. No Favor's basically talking about I'm not looking for the favors, I'm only looking for God favor. You know, and once you got God, everything comes behind it. And
real good, powerful
information. You know, if you're down in your spirit, it'll give you a vibe. You could relate to some of the things I'm talking about.
So, DJ Pratt, do you have that track available so that we can go ahead and put it out to the world on this beautiful Wednesday, DJ Pratt?
What's that?
From Lil Kano.
No.
You don't have his track?
I ain't got no email to me.
Oh, wow.
So, I had it in my back seat of my trunk. I had some CDs.
Email.
I had some A-tracks.
Check
I had all
kinds of
CDs and soundtracks.
Hold on one second, you guys. Go ahead. Who was talking? Was that Brother Grace? What you were saying, Brother Grace? Go ahead.
I was saying I got his songs. They hitting. They buffing. I got them on my 8-track. I got them on my CD
That's
track. I got them on my cassette track. I got them on all kind of things. I even got them
That's
in color, on crayon. I got them in ink. I got them on paper. I got them in all kind of flavors. I got them, and it's bumping, 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 bumping. They ain't nothing but the truth. Do your thing, my brother. Do your thing. I get you.
I want to hear it bump, too. I want to hear it. He said he done had it. He'll let him hear. I want to hear it too. So let's do this then. Until, you know, once we get the track, can you kind of like give us a little sample of it live to our listening audience, or that's too out there?
Yeah, definitely. One second. Let me tune them up real quick so you can hear it. Here we go.
Yeah. my shoes.
We're gonna have to get that so it can go through the system. It's not coming out clear. I'm sorry. Can you acapella it a little bit to the world? I'm sorry. That was I heard the beat and the whatever, but the clarity is not where I want it to be when it, you know, when the audience listening to it. So let's get that MP3 over.
DJ Trail, did you get the email?
I'm looking it up now.
Huh?
Uh-oh.
I'm on it. I'm trying to pull it up.
Oh, okay. I was going to say.
Hey, I know one thing. God is up to something supernatural, you guys. Lil Kano, got some TV stuff getting ready to pop off. Are you interested in being an actor? You know, I heard you was in a movie Barbershop. Now, tell me a little bit about that experience.
I placed a song in a movie, Barbershop, and I actually have a movie that I'm the lead actor in called Nikki, A Hip-Hop Love Story, starring Clifton Powell. I actually date his daughter in the movie, and I end up getting his daughter pregnant. And they just thought it was going to turn out to be the worst situation, but at the end it turned out that I took care of the whole family.
Wow. Now, how can we obtain that new movie piece?
You can go on IMBD. It's under Nikki, NICKKI, A Hip-Hop Love Story.
Nikki, okay. All right. Put that out there again. Put that information out there again because we want to grow each other's brand as we go together, you know what I mean, and hang out and promote each other, you know, the right way so it won't be wrong.
Yes, sir. And I also have we have a new movie that I'm featuring in that's coming out next year called Once Upon a Time in an H. It'll be out next year. A real good movie. And like I said, with the Nikki Hip Hop Love Story movie, I got nominated for an Oscar for Best Soundtrack. I did 95% of the whole movie, all the music in the movie as well.
Wow. So watch this. I'm actually getting ready to go on tour next year, God's willing. And I've been in the deep freezer for 11 years, and God has put me in the sink. Now I'm ready to thaw out, ready to get in.
Yeah, that's it. That's what I'm working on now. It's building my merchandise and getting ready to try to catch some tours and hit the road.
Well, Montgomery, Alabama, we're coming this weekend with the live TV taping of the Greg Shell Show. Excited about coming December the 16th to the Miracle Deliverance Temple of Christ in Montgomery, Alabama. We're coming, and I'm excited to showcase new talent, new businesses, and new products. You know, just call us. We're trying to get this $1,000, you guys. Go ahead and get an ad on our Step and Repeat banner. You can send your donations. If you just want to send a donation, you can send it to $Linda, LINDA, Shell, SHELL, 67. And, you know, we will give you something for your donation. Hey, Brother Grace, I wanted to put this out there. God has put in my spirit. I want to do a telethon. I want to do a telethon here on our broadcast. But within our telethon, you know how people pledge, you know, whatever you pledge, you're going to get something for your dollar amount. You know what I mean? If you pledge a dollar, you get a pencil or a pen. You pledge $5, you get, you know, like that. You're going to get something for your pledge amount. You ain't just pledging because somebody said give it, you know what I mean? But that's what we want to get down with. What do you think about that, Brother Grace?
You know what, telethons are great, you know what I'm saying, because it gives an individual the opportunity to showcase themselves, you know what I'm saying? Every advertisement I've ever been across, It costs big dollars, not little dollars. It costs big dollars. It only gives you a little amount of time. If you do a radio clip, I'm trying to tell you, it can cost anywhere from $300 to $700, depending on
if you
have a relationship with the radio station or not. So I'm here to tell you that that telethon is going to be able to give you the highlight. It's going to give you the spotlight. It's going to give you the stage performance, the opportunity to do just what our boy Kano is doing. So look at here. You may not have the accolades that he had. You may not have been in the movies that he's been in, but you can be on the same station at the same place at the same time as our main man Kano. Back at you, sir.
Hey, I love it. I love it. So what you think about that idea, MME, about the telethon?
Hey, I love it. I love it. Anything Lil Kano, I love it. No, anything radio, I love it. Greg Shell, DJ Prayer, you know, hey, CFO company, I love it. Everything, Anthony, everything.
real good. Lil Kano, what you think about the telethon? Only difference is, you know, you're going to get something versus somebody telling you you're getting nothing.
You know, I like it. Like I say, man, it give people the opportunity. You know, it's a lot of people want to give, and some people don't know how. Hey, and it's that deep, man. Some people don't know how to give from the heart. You know what I mean? Like I say, give from the heart, man. Whenever you do something, I just do everything from the heart, man. I try to keep it positive. I think it's going to be a great movement, and it can help some of the artists out there, even people that's trying to give back to the communities, build a structure.
Real good. DJ Pratt, what do you think about the telethon?
I think it's a good idea, and I also think that email is empty. Ain't got no song in the email.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, no song in the email. So let me play a song, and then we're going to come back with some good news right here on the Greg Shell Show. If you would, DJ Prayer, play.
Yeah.
I'm gonna play this song by Darrell Thomas. It's called
if
Thank You Lord.
Time,
y'all hear it first right here on the Greg Shell Show, right back.
Come on. Thank you.
was happening. That was the sounds of Darrell Thomas. Believe it or not, he got his he did his first appearance on the Greg Shell Show here in Orlando. That's been about seven years ago. Amazing artist, amazing individual. He has won a couple of awards out there in Houston, Texas, a rhythm of the rhythm something award. But a lot of people have become very very successful by being on the Greg Shell Show. And I'm just boasting in the Lord that, you know, in spite of they took a small seat, spent like $150, and, you know, from that he been growing. So when people talk about me, I've been in the music industry for over 30 years. I was one of the most sought after music producers, you know, and writers out there. I don't really talk about me, but God is saying in this season, look in the mirror and go ahead and pat your own self on the back. You know, when everything coming against you, and, you know, go ahead and you can boast in the Lord. You can boast in what God has given you in the inside. And I'm ready to come out now. You know what I mean? I've been helping so many people, and God said it's your time to come forth. So I want to share that with all our listeners that's listening, taking your morning commute. Also, the ones that are on the lines with us this morning, look in the mirror. Don't, you know, you done threw away all you, you done gave, you done helped so many people. God is saying now is your time to shine, you know, because, you know, when you get, I'm 52 years old, and you know, everything now downhill. You know, no matter how good you feel and you look, but, you know, you got to know that it is time to shine your light, you know what I mean, so, you know, so that the world can see what God has entrusted you with, you know, because so many people didn't rode the horse or rode the car, ain't put no gas in it. So I just wanted to share that this morning. Go ahead.
Wow.
With that being said, I'm sorry, we got this new track by Lil Kano, and Lil Kano, if you would, go ahead and give the world introduce your new track exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now listening to Close Your Eyes, the album, the song Titration. Y'all look out, man. It's the EP that just came out. So y'all check it out. Tune in.
Exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. Yeah. Lil Kano. Look. Y'all ain't walked a mile in my shoes. Stay. Look. Driving our back streets, dark roads. Blending on the night. Just trying to get to the bread. Rather wrong or right. Selfish, inflicted people. Gliding like I'm an eagle. Watching light in the dark. Coming in forms of evil. Witness nothing but problems. Y'all removing from Solemn. Many be f***ing with you, but some can't even involve them. Guild of rumors and trap stars. I hit you with rap bars. They killing their own. There are people rapping like that's hard. Bottom line, we just a kind. Design with crack cards. Tugging in the hood with to the law, take charge. You can turn on your head up to leave you flat broke. Pills they pay, so it's the hustle till it's true. Go, test, hope. Living to make it, try to see a better day. Working your head.
Shooting like they in Contra. Trouble amongst us, it make us turn to a monster.
Man, wait, clap that up. That's so dang gone hard. Dang! Hey, clap that up, man. That's so hard. Listen. Oh, boy, you bad, man. You what?
Sorry,
listen,
man.
Brother.
That's biblical, huh? That biblical, man. God gave me that. That testimony at about 12 at night.
Listen, brother, that beat so hard. It's thumping. I'm in awe. The lyrical content is amazing. Just bad, man. I got to have you with me. We got to turn up. We got to do a track together, man. I love it. What you thought about that, Brother Grace? Go ahead,
Locato.
I'm sorry. I cut you off. I apologize.
Yeah, man. That's a deep record, man. It's asking the pastor to pray for you, but he need prayer.
Yeah.
That's something deep. Man,
let me tell you something, buddy. You were cutting meat. You were cutting meat by the pound. You was a butcher. I'm telling you.
Man.
I love it. I'm going to be wearing that track out on the Greg Shell Show. And y'all that's taking your morning commute, I know that, because that's bad there, bro. Let me tell you, you up there with the best, with them Snoop Dogg and all them dogs and pounds and all that. Man, look at here. Bad. Ice Cube, I got an opportunity to meet you out there in L.A. in the Skybox. You and Paul Abdul, you got to reach out to Lil Kano, man. We got to, this brother bad here. And Screws with me on the Greg Shell Show. Brother Grace. I know you've been banging and bobbing and weaving. Damn right there, bad. That's some good stuff there, bro. I'm telling you. MME, where you at? Hold on.
Right here.
There we go. Wait a minute. DJ
Brad
took a prayer break. DJ Brandon took a prayer break. I'm just talking and yogging, and then y'all was in the screening room. And
we handling like four businesses at the same time. So my bad. Sorry.
Yeah, we all business people. But boy, look at here. I'm trying to get a word out about Lil Kano. Listen, world. Y'all, if you don't have it, go pick up his EP.
Yes.
Tell them how they can get your EP, Lil Kano.
You
was
going
not
all
doing
platforms.
Business. I was letting the dog out.
Oh. Who let them dogs out?
Yeah, she had to let the dogs out. Nah, but definitely, you can go on all platforms. The EP is on all platforms. It's in iTunes, Spotify, Pandora, YouTube Music. It's on every platform in the world.
Man, let me tell you something, brother. Now,
woo!
I know talent. You got some people out there, they be rapping about something they did, but I can feel it. Calling in the air by night. Lucano, back.
Hey, he tell a story on everything.
It's a story on each song, man. Each song is... It's a story. Every record on that Close Your Eyes it's a leading to let you know like the things that I dealt with in my life for us from the dark end of it to the light end of it. But having to understand and putting God first in everything I do, which is the most
Amen.
Important thing. And understanding what God said in his word. He said, I come to you in dreams and visions. So you gotta pay attention
right.
to your dreams and visions. And that's where I be at with it. I stay prayed up and I stay moving forward with great intentions. And that's how I make my music.
Real good. Well, we definitely got to have you in Orlando. I got to get you here in the Orlando. Orlando.
I'm ready.
Yeah, we got to get you here, brother. We got to get you in Alabama, too. Alabama and Miami, Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we reaching out to you too, brother. We looking to bring the movie, the stage play, TV series. We want to bring a trilogy to your city. where you can get all the fixings. You know what I mean? We're excited about it. Brother, I want to just say congratulations to an amazing project. I love it. Definitely going to market and promote it. Only thing I ask of you guys, if you would, just sow a seed back to this platform so that we... Maxwell, you listen. We want you, brother. We looking to do this good thing. Ain't nothing but a G thing, baby. You know, people try to get so holy that they holier than thou, but I'm going to let you know. I'm He-Man. You ever seen the cartoon He-Man? Say, he be a little strong little man, but he just humble, and he say, when somebody mess with him, he get that sword, and he say, I have the power. He say, the power of Crystal. I say, I got the power of Jesus Christ, Yahshua. And then I get strong and get my breastplate of righteousness on, and my helmet of salvation, and my shoes of peace, and my sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Then I zap that cat, that lion from the tribe of Judah, and boy, let me hear. Yeah. I'm powered up.
Yeah. Yes.
Y'all like that? He-Man.
Yeah.
He-Man. Yep. So I see the He-Man and you, little Kano. MMA, I know you're excited about your artist, boy. Look at here.
I really am. Like, oh, my God, this is like everything just, like I said, falling down from heaven, just everything I ever wanted, ever dreamed, just to get him out there to the world so that everyone can know who Lil Kano is, who Money Mining Records and Entertainment is, MME. Who you with? I'm with me. Who is me? Me, MME. To me, who is me?
Now,
so, yeah.
How did y'all come together? If you don't mind me asking.
Oh, my God. Like, I used to watch him rap, like, because I started off as a entertainment manager back in 2008. I used to manage my son. He used to want to rap so bad. So back then, I called myself Mommy Manager, if you really want to know the truth.
Oh, wow.
That's what M&M stand for. It was Mommy Manager, you know. And so then I've seen so many people come out with that, like, but Wicked Cricket, rest his soul, he loved it. Like, I was one of his best, like, people coming out with artists. He was like, you stay doing what you doing. Keep putting it in their faces, and eventually they will see, like, don't ever stop what you doing. Because I had my son out there rapping. I ain't care. I thought he was the best artist ever. And Wicked Cricket used to let me see, like, Lil Kano. Every time he would just bring, if he would see Lil Kano in the audience, he would say, get up here and do something right quick. Oh, you Hollywood, that's what it is. And Lil Kano never would complain. He just get up there and get on the mic and just blah, 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 blah. And I was like, oh my God, like, one of these days I'm gonna manage somebody like him. And so everything he would do, I would watch him. So then one day, like, I think it was like in 2014, I was like, okay, I think I want to do an HIV awareness song. And I started doing HIV awareness in 2012. And so I was like, I want to do an HIV awareness song, and I want the best producer to produce it, and I picked Lil Kano. Walked into his barbershop with my business partner from HIV, from AHL, you know, AHL Care Foundation. We walked up in there in the barbershop while he was cutting and just recruited him. Hey, I need you to do this song.
Wow, so wait a minute. You telling me Lil Kano is a barber too?
Yes, sir.
Wait. Now you know me, you know, I'm a licensed master barber as well. That's what paid for my album. So wow. Yeah, wow.
Yep.
That's just amazing all by itself. Because God told me he came in my barbershop. I had, like, out of 180 barbershops in Montgomery, Alabama, my shop was ranked number 2 in the city.
Yep.
In terms of class, you know, people buy 3 things in the world, and, you know, I spell it differently, but they buy, people love class, ass, and grass. Ass is spelled A-Z-Z, you know, for somebody who... The reason why I know they like ass, class, and grass, because they put up a whole bunch of CBD shops.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I had to get that out. That was just too good to turn up that opportunity.
Yeah.
But brother, you a barber too. Watch this, man. Man, you got a lot to sit down and get over and get.
We had an HIV testing event there at the barbershop. You know, they were giving free haircuts and getting free HIV tests and had the DJ out there. You know.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I know this is God. No, can't nobody tell me nothing different. DJ Prayer, what you thought about that track? I know you got a whole bunch of you got a whole bunch of tricks up your sleeve because you know a whole bunch of people. And you like me, we slide it out slowly but surely when it's time.
What you talking about?
No, I'm talking about that bad track Lil Kano just put, you know, just let the world hurt.
Oh, yeah, I want to know
if
we can play that again.
Oh, we're going to play that again before the show is over. We're going to play that track again and again and again. Brother Grace, what you thought about that track? I know you done heard it before me, but what you thought about it live?
Hey, I just say I really enjoyed that. I just want to know where I can link up my brother on Facebook, Instagram. Put that information out to the people. Look, my brother, put it out there, Kano.
Yeah, y'all can get at me at Lil Kano 3 on Instagram, and you can hit me at Kano Singleton on Facebook.
Okay, some of those folks out there need they visual learners. Spell it on out for them, sir. Spell it out for them.
It's going to be LILKANO, the number 3. That's Lil Kano 3 on Instagram, and Facebook is going to be Kano Singleton, K-A-N-O, and Singleton, S-I-N-G-L-E-T-O-N.
See,
that's
now you done closed
that's
the deal. Now you
about.
Done put a 3 on
that's
the
what
end.
I'm talking about.
You done put
that's
a 3 on
about.
The end, just like the Greg Shell Show number 3. You done put a 3 on the end. I am fully aware. Let me do this right here. I'm gonna do this. Y'all got me so out of it right now. I'm gonna do this right here. And tell me what you think about it. I'll be right back.
Difference in your life if you allow him to come in. Whether you're an alcoholic, out there on drugs, or whatever the situation may be, God can make a difference.
Difference in my life. It was you. difference in my life. Sometimes you feel so all alone. Don't worry if your faith is strong. Cling to His word.
Caught up in your past, and you can't do what your mama didn't do for you. through your children. Just do what you can do, because that same child that you done spoiled rotten, most of the time be that same child when you can't help them, when you done ran into a financial difficulty. I tell you, the kids tell you, you know what. Ooh, I'm sorry I put it out there. There it is. Y'all heard it exclusively here on the Greg Shell Show. But if you do it the right way, they're going to respect it. You know what I mean? My children love me, and I'm going to call their names out. Hey, Greg Jr. all the way out there in Phoenix, Arizona. My daughter, Jazz. How y'all doing? All the way out there in Alabama, and my other son's Aquarius, and all of y'all. What's happening? Your daddy coming home soon to hang out and play with them grandbabies of mine. I'm excited about that right there. So, MME, I need to get some pictures of you and Lil Kano, man. I'm waiting on the email so I can I got to put your face on the new flyer.
Right, right. Okay, I'm going to get that to you.
Yeah, we got to get that. And, say it again.
Where do I send it to?
The Greg Shell Show at gmail.com.
Oh, okay. All right.
Real simple. The Greg Shell Show at gmail.com. And so, Lil Kano, I want to get a picture of you, too. I want to... I got to get back on Facebook because, I've been off Facebook. Somebody stole my phone in the library. The police say, look at here. I seen him taking your phone. I say, you the police and seen him take my phone? Where they do that at? They say, we bought it from the library. What that got to do with my phone, man?
Yeah.
I was going to get him on the radio show. He said he was going to come on the radio show and talk, and I was going to, put him out there. I love to put people out there with love. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, you put him out there. The devil, when the devil try to mess you up, he don't have no mercy on you, do he? Do he? MME, didn't we put somebody on blast the other day?
Yeah, we did. And he called himself a pastor.
Oh.
That's how we got Don Jimmy CEO.
Yeah. Well, it ain't a lie when it's the truth. I just tell people all the day long, when you tell the truth, you can shame the devil all day, every day, through the day.
All day, every day.
Yeah, through the day. And it don't matter what he's talking about, because he's the father of lies. He don't do nothing but lie. He loves to insinuate, have his opinion about something that he don't know nothing about. And that's what the devil do. It's the devil, Lucifer, a.k.a. Satan. Yeah. And people love to try to point fingers at what somebody need to be doing. Just look at what you need to be doing. Because
yep.
What you eat don't make me poop.
That's right.
That's a whole nother situation there.
On the Greg Shell Show.
I say what they won't say. And that's why God gave us the platform to say it. The TV show, y'all, I'm excited about it. Now, Lil Kano, you know I got to have you on my TV show, brother. You done been in the movie Barbershop, and the music been in the barbershop, and your music is showing up banging.
Appreciate it. Yeah, I'm ready, man. I create every day, so I'm ready. All you got to do is give me the word.
Well, listen, I'm coming to Houston. I want to come. I got to come to Houston anyway because I got to pick up them two yachts. And I got to come out there anyway real soon. And so I just want to say everything is getting ready to pop off, man. God is saying 2024, you got. God is saying for you to pray this morning.
That's
a prayer in you. There's a prayer. God wants you to pray a general prayer over our connection as a family. Everyone that's on the line right now, God is going to do something supernatural. Anyone who's connected to this platform, hallelujah. Anyone who's connected to this platform will be blessed. As long as you got the right motive and your heart is in the right place, you'll be blessed.
Right.
And if you touch it and you have a wrong motive, you will be cursed. I put it out there to you straight up. And with that being said, MME, God has given you the platform to pray. Go ahead.
Well, all right, let's pray. I'm just going to say what I say. I'm not used to being put on the spot, but I used to pray in a circle with my family. So, but let us bow our heads, and Lord, you already know what we need before we ask. We just had a conversation this morning about it being our turn. And then Brother Greg Shell get on here and say that it's our turn. It's our turn. So it's our time. You know, not only is it our turn, it's our time because we ask and we shall receive. We knock and the door was open unto us. So,
yes.
Lord, just thank you for all the blessings and thank you for all the lessons and thank you for our enemies and forgive
thank
us for their sins, for they know not what they do or did.
That's right.
But that's okay. So just thank you and continue to bless us and continue to keep us all together as one, on one accord, because you said when there are two or more, you are in the presence, so you're going to forever be in our presence.
Yes.
So thank you and just thank you. And continue to bless us, Lord, and we're going to continue to let you into our hearts and continue to let your will be done, because only you know what we need. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now, I know God told me to tell you to pray. I'm telling you, that prayer was so powerful and sincere. Wait, I feel like a Power Ranger.
And you know, the part that got me was I used to pray in a circle with the family.
I did.
You know, do you know people P-R-E-Y, though? They pray against you. They pray like a roaring lion. They pray that the enemy would consume you so that you don't reach your God-given potential and complete your assignment.
You got to be bold to pray in that family circle.
I got to tell you a secret because, see, that's why I say you can't let everybody pray for you. See, I don't even know why my parents allowed this, and yes, I'm saying this on TV and on radio and on the internet or wherever. But my parents used to let us pray for each around in a circle. It was six of us. And when we'd be mad at each other, we knew who was mad at who because we'd be like, Lord, thank you for, and we just call their names, just say somebody's name, you know, Brian or something. Thank you for Brian, Lord. No, not Brian, Lord. You need Brian. And Lord, and my parents would just sit there and let us do this prayer, and we'd be sitting there angry, can't wait till our turn so we can not pray for that other person. And it just was this.
Wow.
So that's why I say you cannot let everybody pray for you, because if kids
no, you can't.
Imagine.
No, you cannot, not.
Do to you. They will leave you out of their prayer. And they will tell you,
man,
I don't believe for you.
Let me tell you
praying.
Something. Don't let people lay hands on you because they lay spirits on you,
don't
too.
Touch me.
Right.
Don't you touch
right.
me.
Right. You're right.
God
that's
does not
you,
my anointed to do
pray.
My private no harm. These people be P.R.O.F.I.T.
You got to pray when you walk in the building. You got to pray when you walk in the building. It's a demon. Look, it's a demon on every corner.
Hey, you better know it. And they come in all shapes and sizes.
They see you coming.
Yeah, they see. They know who you are. But they have to back up because they know who you are. You got to know who you are. You got to know if you when you go pay your light bill, they turn your power on. If you're not connected to the power, which is Jesus, which is the power source, Yahshua, you ain't connected until you plug your light fixture or whatever in the socket. That's when you got power. You understand? So I had to learn that you ain't got no power by yourself. You can't turn no lights on if the light man ain't turned the power on in your house. So in order to get power, you got to connect to the power source. And his name is Jesus. That's why they talk about him so much, because he is who he was and he still is who he is, the Son of God and man. And so that prayer you did, MME, it sealed the deal, and you seal it with the blood of the Lamb and by saying amen. Amen means that we agree. He said, how can we walk together unless we agree? God tested me out there in Texas, boy. I'm telling you, I did some stuff, boy. I was nervous, trembling. I was. But we prayed. DJ Prayer was to put it out there. She know every day I was out there praying and listening to uplifting music, because at the end of the day, when you learning somebody, you got to learn them. And you can't learn them unless you're spending time with them. So mm-hmm. How you going to know who Jesus is if you don't spend time with him, or you, Yahshua? You know what I mean? A lot of people talk about him, but they don't know him. But that prayer was so hard for a woman of God, MME. And I share with you and everyone that's on the line today, it ain't coincident that we all are here on one accord. And we ain't had to compromise. They had to put on no dress to be funny, and they had to sleep with no man. Now, whoever want to sleep with a man or sleep with a woman, that's your business. I'm talking about as far as me and Miles. We going to serve the Lord. And, you know, I don't knock nobody, but you can't make the Bible wrong. The Bible is the Bible. The truth is the truth. You either acknowledge it or you deny it. You know, at the end of the day, I will die for the truth, because to die is to live when you die in Christ Jesus, who strengthens you. And so I don't fear death, because God said we're fearfully and wonderfully made. So when the enemy come in like a flood gate, he said he'll lift up a standard. So KLO, boy, when we get out there, he said one to take down 1,000 and two, 10,000. And you know he hid us behind the veil for such a time as this, huh?
He said in his word, he said, I'll put 5,000 on your right, 10,000 on your left, and I'll watch him do it.
Didn't he say he'll make your enemy the footstool?
He said, I'll make your enemy present when he bless you, and I ain't understand it till he did it.
Amen. Didn't he say he'll give you houses you ain't even had to build?
Thanks. He said he'll make a rich man can't sleep till he bless you.
He'll make the wicked bless you, and they don't even be knowing it.
Right.
So watch this. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, shall mount up with wings like eagles, shall run and not be weary, walk and not faint. Then God said he'll make us a masterpiece. Now, those two yachts that God blessed DJ Prayer and her husband to bless me with, I'm going to take them and make them fishermen of men. They're going to get on that yacht because people love to get on something exotic.
Mm-hmm.
And they're going to be rocking and rolling and chilling, because I ain't going to stop them from smoking if they want to smoke, whatever they want to do. But everything has to be done decent and in order. You ain't going to be smoking in front of me, because I might want some. I ain't going to be. Yeah.
I wish you could do it all the time.
I won't be drinking Welch's. I knew that would make somebody laugh. You know they got the CBD shop there everywhere, so.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Oh, yeah, man.
I'm back here praying for you, man. That's what I'm doing. I'm back here praying for you, sir. That's what I'm doing. I'm back here praying. I'm sorry, but I'm praying. The minute my sister started praying, I enjoyed that prayer. That was a powerful prayer. Ever since then, I've been praying for you, sir. I've been praying
I'm
for
glad,
you.
I'm glad, man. You know, I like to have fun. I like to hear what the other people were saying. You went reggae on me. Went reggae. So what is this, y'all? I like to have fun, though, at the end of the day. Whatever that good for you, don't do it. I want to do something for the diabetics as well, people who suffer with diabetes. I am a prodigy of that. And so I want to bring awareness to that, because it is real. And
yes.
Yeah, it's real, and I, you know, I'm a survivor of it, and it just has to be managed and stuff like that properly. So I laugh and joke, but you know, with health and all this stuff, we really have to be mindful on what we eat and the sugar intake and all this stuff like that. So it ain't easy, but I'm learning how to deal with it. So I want to make a song about awareness with diabetes as well. You think you can help? Y'all can help me with that?
Absolutely, my daughter's dealing with that.
And speaking of cannabis, you know, being that it is legal in some states and being that it is in the smoke shops and all of that, there are seven potential health benefits of cannabis. Number one is it lowers the blood pressure. Number two, it reduces inflammation. Number three, preventing relapse in drug and alcohol addictions. Number four, treats anxiety disorders. Number five, treating gastrointestinal GI disorders. Number six, preventing seizures. And number seven, fighting cancer. So they do use cannabis as a medical go-to.
There go that seven again, y'all. You got to understand. There go that seven again. There go that seven again. Seven puppies, seven. What you said about seven? You had seven something
horses.
The other day, DJ Prayer.
Got seven horses over here, too.
Seven horses, seven pups. Mm-hmm. And the number seven again are the seven different ways that cannabis lowers different things in your physical body. Let me share something with the world. You know, everything that was put in the earth was for a specific reason. Now, a lot of times people get stuff and abuse it. You get anything and abuse it, it will not be good for you. I'm just a realist, and people like to smooth over the truth. But the truth is the truth. Now, the truth of the matter right now is I need $1,000. I want to be able to give you something for that $1,000. I want to give you a 5-day, 4-night stay here in Orlando or Miami or Daytona. Give you 10 radio spots on the Greg Shell Show. I want to give you a spot on the Step and Repeat banner. Whatever. We want to get it because we want to have an amazing time in Montgomery, Alabama, and we want to be able to bless some family, young lady or young man who has a child and he's a single parent and don't really have what they need. We want to be able to bless at least two families with the gift card or something of that nature, right? So if y'all take heed of that, you can just send y'all donations to $Linda Shell 67, and they would be greatly appreciated, and just put what it's in care to. And we will have a checkbox list where you check in. Are you getting a Step and Repeat banner? Are you getting, you want some radio spots? What do you want? You want TV spots? What do you want? You want to promote your product, your business, your land, whatever. Got a brand new shoe line, y'all. Getting ready to launch, called G2Z's. You can visit it online at www.aliveshoes.com/G2Z's. It's the hottest new business sneaker made exclusively in Italy. They go for the low price of $199, but it's a limited edition. They come with a seal of authenticity, a certificate of authenticity. So I know somebody going to probably get, you know, piggyback off of it in about a year or 6 months. But, you know, for the first 6 months, I believe we can manage it. Yeah. So, Brother Gage, what's on your mind, man? How you doing?
No, I ain't got no complaints. I was kind of stopped in my tracks when DJ Prayer was talking about those symptoms about cannabis and stuff. You know, the positive symptoms. You know, I ain't never been a big weed smoker. However, if it's gonna lower my blood pressure, I can get ahead of it. So we do some inflammation. But what really got me right there when it started talking about the gastrointestinal. You know, when I be having So, you know, I'm saying if I can eat some of those in jelly beans or eat some of those in some and some mushrooms or something like that. And then it said preventing seizures. I said, oh, yeah, you really talking to me. Then you said fighting cancer. I was like, oh, yeah, I need to eat a gummy bear every hour, 12 gummy bears, 8 gummy bears. I mean, I need to divide it up, but I need some weed, some good healthy weed, some cannabis-type weed. Something ain't going to smell on me when I walk in the church. They be like, shoot, man, it's a great smell like weed. I'm like, yeah, I'm taking my high blood pressure. He smell like he done smoked this drink. Yeah, I'm working on my treatment and disorders and stuff. I'm preventing drug and alcohol addiction. I'm trying to tell you. And then that day when they really get to talking, I'm like, go in the bathroom and see how I blew it up. That's what I'm fighting right there. I'm fighting blowing up bathroom.
You might want to try the brownies.
If I do the brownies, then I'm really going to tear up the bathroom. I'm eating some brownies, and then I'm going in the bathroom. It might take a while for it to kick in, boy. I'm leaving my brownies in the bathroom as it is. If I eat some more brownies, boy, ain't no telling what might happen, boy. I was in the bathroom one time. I had to go get the custodian and tell me, hey, there's a problem with the bathroom. They went in the bathroom and said, hey, the toilets ain't overflowing, but it smelled horrible in there. I said, yeah, that's the problem.
As long as you don't end up on the side of the house scratching like Chris Tucker, you good.
Yeah, great thing, my turn.
I was in the backyard, and I'm in the backyard, and my neighbor was calling me. I had locked myself out the back door, but I knew the front door was unlocked. I had to went on the bathroom by myself. They said, hey, Grace, come in. Let me talk to you for a minute. I said, oh, give me a minute. So I eased back in the backyard. I'm trying to say, if I go out there like this, boy, I smell like a hot mess, boy. So I just stayed in the backyard, but I broke a window out in the back window because I saw him coming. I went through the screen, though. I was like, somebody broke into the house while I was gone. No, in reality, I was trying to keep them from smelling what had blew up on me.
Oh, boy. Oh, my goodness. Did it go in your shoe?
I caught it. I took a piece of rope and tied it around my ankle so it wouldn't come all the way out, but it went down my leg. Then my other bit went down my leg. I was trying to say, you know, I ain't going to fuss at my grandbaby no more for going to the bathroom on themselves. I said, maybe I need some Depends, but something I can depend on, but these breeds, they done failed me now. My Depends done failed me. I need something about that.
Ooh, boy. Oh, boy, you are funny, man. Hey, man, cut it out.
T-M-I.
Oh, boy, y'all are funny, man. Oh, boy. Look, Kano, what you thought about
it? Hey, man. we deal with so many personal difficulties in our lives, man. We always trying to find a secure way to go.
That is funny. Oh, boy.
Tell them again. Tell them. I know where every bathroom is down my highway getting to the church. There's a bathroom at Hardee's. There's a bathroom at McDonald's. There's a bathroom that's been banned for. They see me coming through the door as a hair teeter. They tell me I can't even go to the bathroom. You know how you go to a bathroom, they say bathroom closed. They say bathroom closed is great. I'm like, how you going to put my name and put me out there like that? Somebody told me in the neighborhood, I saw your name on the bathroom door. I said, I don't understand it. And maybe they're talking about another grape. I'm trying to tell you, when you got to go, you got to go. I pulled up in a construction area and went to the bathroom. They said, I ain't had no hard head. I said, hold on. I went to my trunk. I keep a hard head in my trunk because I might have to go doing construction hours.
Hey, y'all hearing it first right here on the Greg Shell Show. We got the last 10 minutes of the show. Hopefully y'all have been enjoying, man. I'm telling you, go back and listen. Lil Kano, I asked if you would share with your peers and your colleagues to listen in to the Greg Shell Show by going to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Greg Shell Show and make sure you put the number 3. 3 is completion, and I'd be enjoying y'all here on the radio show. What you thought about the show today, Lil Kano?
Man, I love it. I love the energy. We definitely turned up in here today. a lot of positive things came out of it. Like they said, you can learn something every day.
Real good, real good. MME, what you thought about the show today?
Oh, I loved it. I couldn't stop laughing, and I can't lie, the spiritual, you know, that I always give me, because I told you the theme song, Get Your House in Order, you know, that just, it touches me in every way. We get to talk about anything and everything and be ourselves and nobody fake. Just, we're not snakes or serpents in a tree whispering in nobody's ear. We just all together just being ourselves and having fun doing what we love best.
I love it. DJ, Brother Grace, what you thought about the show today, man? Boy, you is funny. I'm telling you. Brother Grace. You
there? Yes, sir. Reciprocity. Reciprocity. The process of practice of exchanging things with others for mutual benefit, especially for privileges granted by one another. Well, we're dealing with a different type of reciprocity. We're dealing with an equal reciprocity. Well, we don't really need anything from each other, but we're going to do for each other just because we know each other. And we definitely ain't going to deal with the negative reciprocity. So I'm telling you right now, I might make up a word. I may not pronounce it right, but reciprocity. It could be recipe. Just put reso on the front of it. Reso and prosity. But you know what I mean, reciprocity. It means looking after one another equally or unequally. We're dealing with the equally, okay? And that's what I'm getting out of it. I love you all. Hold up. My stomach falls. I got to go. I thought I had a fart, but it wasn't a fart. I got to go. Hey, I love y'all.
DJ Brown, what you thought about the show today?
Yeah, well, I tell you, that was
I'm in the house. Woo, what a beautiful Wednesday. There's a Wednesday morning right here. And I heard this boy named Lil' Kano on the line. That boy knew he can rap. Woo, wait, my toenail just cut through my shoe. What kind of goddamn shoe I got on this morning? This goddamn shoe done cut me in half. All my toenails sharp. I need to call my little young wife. I'm getting ready to get married. Getting ready to get married. And y'all invited to my wedding. My wedding going to be red, orange, and purple. And I'm telling you, it's going to be off the chain. And that gray shell boy, y'all get ready for him. That boy got a new shoe and everything going on. And I need to talk to Pastor Lula May because she's jealous because I'm getting married. And she's not going to get married because she's too old to get married. Nobody marry no old people. But I finally found me a young Tenderoni and Bob Brown. I had to give it to me. I'm telling you, she's on the house. She's on the house, and she got them little things in the back, boy, look like some bees mistaken on the back. And them things swole up back there, too. I'm telling you, woo-wee. And, here come Greg Shell. I got to go now.
If you tell the truth, I listen to you. As long as you're not telling the truth, you can keep on with them lies. You ain't nothing but a demon from the devil. And I'm going to tell you to your face, not behind your back. And I'm not doing no wedding because I got on the full armor of God, so I don't need no protection on my back.
You, hey, Ram Dynamite ran out of here so dang gone fast, boy, look at here. Hey, Pastor Lula, man, what have he done on this show? What he doing now?
Well, he is very disrespectful of the Lord. He wants to use the Lord to get funding. And that's not what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to let the Lord provide for you and not go and ask me for no cash out when he's a grown man. He's supposed to get it on his own. He's not supposed to ask me or no kind of woman for no money. He's a man.
And you're right. And he loves to be talking about the cash out. He said he can ready to get married. So he got my 30-year-old.
And he's talking about the topless women and somebody being jealous of him. I got all of my teeth. So why would I be jealous of him?
Oh.
That's all right. We can put him in the boxing ring with me if you want to do that.
I think that would be good, put you a Ram Dynamite in the boxing ring. You going to box him?
I'm going to knock him out, TKO.
No. You gonna knock him out. He done came back in here. Hold on.
Now,
Lula May, you don't be doing that stuff right there. Now, don't be trying to put me on no blast like that. What's wrong with you in front of all these folks here in front of you? You don't do no stuff like that, Lula May. I know you wanted me. You wanted me way back, but you too old for me. You just like that power, that milk. You go home. I don't like you like that, Lula.
One thing, you talk too much. But number two, you can't tell me what to do and how to do it. If I want to put you on blast, I'm going to put you on blast because I'm going to shame the devil and tell the truth.
Hey, Dynamite, hey, man, go ahead on, man, go ahead on. Hey, MME, what you thought about Realm Dynamite? Pastor Lula, man, I want to welcome you to the show, and Realm Dynamite, he got to cut that food in his eye. I told him about grabbing my microphone while I ain't here.
Thank you for welcoming me.
I love it, because Lula May going to chew him up every time and spit him right back out.
And I want to say to Kano. And Lil Kano, I love me some Lil Kano. I've been watching him grow, and I'm going to keep on watching him until I can't watch him no more.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Yes.
Lil Kano, what you thought about Realm Dynamite and Pastor Lula May? Hello?
Hello.
You there? We got 2 minutes, 3 minutes left in the show.
Yes, sir.
What you thought about the Realm Dynamite and Lil Kano and Pastor Lula May?
I can tell you right now, Reverend Dynamite got something on his hands.
Hey, hey.
Brother Gray, what you thought about ain't been on here in a minute, boy. He run through here. He like he had something going on with him. I don't know what was going on. That's funny. He is funny to me, boy. He got some alligator shoes on.
Brother Grace dropped. Remember he said, I gotta go.
That is funny. Hey, y'all, we need to have a conversation off the airways. What's a good time for you, MME?
Oh, well, we're discussing
the airways.
How about y'all just all call back when we get
off? How
about we all just call back? We don't need to let nobody know our business.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What I call you?
Yeah, tell me.
Okay, I'll call you and you call her and then we'll all have a conversation because we got a lot to talk about. Hey, y'all, I want to thank y'all for tuning in this edition of the Greg Shell Show. Hopefully something was said and something that you heard made you laugh, made your day a little more exciting. And we want to thank you again for tuning in. Closing remarks, Lil Kano.
Definitely, man. I want to just tell the world, man, stay prayed up, stay focused. And do what you love to do, man. Don't let nobody stop you from doing what you love to do.
MME, closing remarks.
Good vibes only, and thank you, everybody. Love y'all.
Real good. DJ Prayer, closing remarks.
Keep on giving praise to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
All right, we want to thank you again for tuning in this episode of The Greg Shell Show. Keep us locked on tomorrow, same time, same station, at 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I want to thank you again. God bless you and peace be with you always. God bless.